Affordable Granny.
This is Ruben at the Bank of Cardiff.
Hey, Ruben. I've been trying to catch back with you.
No worries. Sorry about the phone tag. How are you doing?
I'm exhausted. Customers are making me crazy.
Welcome to life.
Some more than others.
Gotcha. All right. Well, I received your application. I just had a few quick questions. What's your name, please, by the way? I didn't hear it in the voice.
I'm Fran Hardy.
All right. You're Robert's wife. Okay.
Yeah.
I received your application. I just had a few basic questions, so bear with me. Dun, 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 dun. So the first question I had is, are you looking for the Fab King? Or are you looking for a bridge saw? What are your needs right now?
Just the Fab King. We already own a bridge saw.
Okay. What kind of bridge saw do you guys own?
I can't remember. We've had it so long.
Okay. Give me one second. And are you a current Regent Sewing product customer? Have you worked with them before?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. All right. Let's bring this up. Gotcha. All right. So just a few questions. Why are you getting the equipment? Ma'am? No, I mean, are you currently subcontracting the equipment? Is it for a specific job or is it just increased operations?
Increased operations.
All right, perfect. And when are you looking to order the equipment? What's your timeline?
We've already ordered it and put a $3,000 deposit down on it.
Oh, you already have ordered it. Okay. And have you given that deposit to Regent?
Yes.
All right, perfect. Okay. All right. Sorry, you're a step ahead of me. Who's your sales rep at Regent?
I couldn't tell you.
Okay.
I don't know who Bob's talking to there. We've bought things from them for years, off and on, equipment.
Not a problem. Just making some notes here.
It might be Scott. I don't.
There's a guy named Scott Schuster. There's also a guy named Scott Wagner. There's actually two.
I don't know which one.
No problem. All right. And Fran, are you the primary contact, or is it Bob, or does it not matter?
Well, usually I'm the one who's in the shop to answer phone calls and stuff. He's in and out of the shop with deliveries and installs and checking on the crew and stuff.
Gotcha. Okay. So I just had a few quick questions. This will take about 3 minutes, and then we'll get your process going, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. And what is Robert's legal first name?
Leland.
Robert.
But everyone calls him Bob.
I figure that. I just saw the L, so I didn't know what that was for. And you both live at 97 Lorna Berry?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And I'm just processing the credit right now. Are there any credit issues I should be aware of?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. And has your business ever done any financing, or has it all been personal before?
I'm sorry, what?
Has your business done any financing, or has it all been personal loans before?
Oh, we've paid cash for everything else.
Okay.
Occasionally, I'll do something with American Express and pay it off in 10 months.
Gotcha. Fair enough.
Well, so you obviously don't know I only want to finance this for 24 months.
I don't know much. That's why I'm asking a lot of questions.
Right.
All right. Let's bring this up. And the next question for you. You're an LLC, correct?
Yes, we file taxes as a S-Corp.
Is it an S-Corp you said you file taxes as an S-Corp?
Yep.
Okay, but you're a member, it's actually an LLC is how it's structured on Secretary of State, correct?
Correct.
Gotcha, all right. And in terms of documentation, we traditionally can either finance the remaining amount and they can give you back the deposit or financing the remainder. I can give you both options. You mentioned 24 months. Do you have an estimated payment in mind? Is there something you've been quoted?
No. I just don't ever like to borrow money even for a car for longer than that.
Okay. All right. And is there any other equipment you're needing at this time?
No.
All right. And do we have a delivery date on the saw yet or no? Or on the fabricating saw?
Not that I'm aware of. I think they were waiting for a motor head.
Okay.
They don't keep them built.
Okay.
The people who make the Fab King do not actually keep them in stock.
Oh, they sell pretty quickly. I know the seller. They're called Rycorp USA.
No.
Okay.
Well, we called 8 suppliers, and Regent gave us the best timeline and was the only person who would take a deposit over the phone by credit card. I don't like the thing where they want to do a giraffe with your routing number and check. The last time I had that done, it was a mess.
Okay.
Guy hit the decimal point wrong.
Gotcha.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah, right, sure. Bullshit.
I like your style. You remind me of actually someone I know. Pretty straight to the point. I have a question for you. Has your company always been an LLC, or were you structured as like a partnership or a sole proprietorship prior to this?
No, we're always an LLC.
And it's 11 years, correct?
Yep.
Okay. All right. You know, typically we ask for bank statements, but I think since you're not looking
call
for any...
bank?
I keep a
good deposit in there.
I'm not going to need them right now. I think it's a pretty open and shut case. How much does the saw cost? I mean, the fabric cost?
So it's $21,000, which is what my husband put down. He needed it. And I said to him, what are you doing with the $3,000 we already gave him? He said, I don't know. He said, they asked me what it cost. I told him it cost $21,000.
I think we would probably just have them refund you that.
Dollars in there, though, I think, with taxes and stuff. I don't think it's an even $21,000. You can call Scott and find out, but I find an even number like that peculiar.
I can find that out for sales tax if they charge you sales tax. Yeah, no problem.
But you know how that goes.
I don't believe they charge you sales tax because you're out of state, but don't believe
that.
Really?
That means I'll get a bill from Ohio. That's okay. I had that happen 2 years ago with, I bought a container of sinks for a nursing home project, and I wasn't charged sales tax. Well, around March the following year, I got a bill from the state of Ohio, and I had, fortunately, already charged my nursing home sales tax and had it sitting in my account. That's what I do with all my taxes. I have a separate account for that because you will spend that money if you do not put it someplace safe. And so I just mailed them a check because the fine was more than what was owed if I didn't pay it by a certain
date.
Gotcha.
And just to confirm, it's a 65% owner, 65-35 ownership split. Is that correct?
Yes, and that's just recent because okay. I'm of my age and he's younger than me. We're doing that strictly. I don't know if you asked for the birth dates. But he's only 61, and I'm 68, and our CPA did that for some retirement money we want to do differently.
Okay.
And you can't tax it unless, it's just crazy. I hate the taxes.
If I looked at your bank balance, about how much cash do you have on hand in the bank right now, your bank balance?
$27,000.
Okay, so a nice healthy balance. Let me walk you through some numbers. I'm going to get your file submitted. Let me just give you some estimated terms on what the payment would be on this piece of equipment, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. And just so you know, it's a fixed payment program. I'm going to assume the full $21,000. We can finance freight and shipping and taxes if they're included.
Okay.
I think in this case you said you'd probably write a check because I don't believe they collect sales tax in your state, but I can double check.
So
just so you know,
those I'll put into the tax fund.
There you go. And just so you know, with this type of funding, you can more than happily pay it off quickly. Although you don't, there's no like negative impact of doing something long term. It really just comes down to what your comfort zone is. All right.
Okay.
So to give you an idea, let me just run some basic numbers for you. All right.
Okay.
You're gonna have traditionally 2 payments due at signing. So that's gonna be a first and last payment due at signing. So you're not gonna get a bill for your first month, and you won't get a bill for your last month. So on a 24 month term, you'd have 22 remaining payments. On a 3-year term, 34. 48, 46, and so on.
Okay.
So let me just give you some numbers. And this is a rough estimate. I'll have final numbers for you tomorrow. But you'd probably be looking at a payment in the range of about $1,050 to about $1,090 on a 2-year term, so 22 remaining payments. If you want to look at a 3-year term, you'd look at payments probably around $715 to about $730 per month. But I don't think anything longer than 2 or 3 years would interest you, although I'm more than happy to give you those numbers as well.
Okay. Okay, so my first payment would be about $2,200, right?
You mean on a 2-year term?
Yeah.
So yeah, on a 2-year term, you're gonna have a first and last and a small one-time documentation and processing fee. It's usually between say $200 to $300, depending if we have to do a site visit, and that would cover the last 30 days. So that'd cover your first and last full months. And yes, you would write a check for that. Right now, I don't know if we allow that via credit card, but it sounds like you got some cash on hand, so I don't know if that'd be an issue.
Well, we did the credit card just because he would not order it if you didn't put some down payment, and Bob didn't want to keep waiting because they only had so many heads.
Oh, you know, absolutely. I would just talk to your vendor and see if they can kick that money back to you so you can finance the full amount and see if that's easy or hard for them and give you the appropriate answer.
Okay, and?
And then this financing, just, you know, it goes under your business credit.
Right.
I'm sorry?
I said right.
Yeah, it doesn't go on. It doesn't go into your personal credit, so it's not reported on your personal credit bureaus as any type of debt obligation. The only way it influences your credit is if there's a default.
Really, at our age, you don't see that happening, do you?
No, I'm just. I think a lot of business owners come to us, and you maintain very solid credit. And I have a lot of customers that come to me and actually say, "Hey, look, I want to keep my credit as clean as possible." And I say, "Okay, well, just to confirm, this is business financing; it's not personal in nature."
Okay. Because, like, the key man, I drop dead, you get paid before anybody else because there's a debt.
Say that again?
On the key man insurance, if we drop dead, you'll be listed on it because you're a debt.
I don't know. I'm not. You're a step above me.
Okay.
I just help.
I get the first check if you drop dead on your key man life insurance when a business.
I have no clue.
The tax man. No funds are released to anyone until your taxes are audited. Isn't that sad?
Death and taxes.
Yeah. That's kind of sad.
The numbers I gave you, would a 2-year term work better for you or a 3-year term?
What was the 3-year again? I forgot to even write it down because I was going to ask Bob what he wanted to do.
Yeah, let me give you some numbers on that.
Okay.
So on a 3-year term, this is a really solid estimate, and I'll get exact numbers to you tomorrow, but I think you're looking at payments around $715 to about $730 per month. I mean, you can stretch it as long as 5 years, but based on your bank balances, I don't think it...
You know, that's a lot of interest, though. I like the 2-year. I don't want to pay a bunch of interest.
Okay. And the vast majority of our programs, by the way, do include a discount for paying off early, and I can go over that with a final approval.
Okay. So what do we do next?
So next step is this. To me, you pay your bills. I actually help run Bank of Carta Stone Division, so I'm actually quite familiar with your line of business. I worked with Regent for about 6 years. So the next step is pretty self-explanatory. I'm going to work on finalizing your approval. I'm going to give a call to Regent. I'm drowning right now, but I'll make sure I call them before I end the business today. Okay. They're on the East Coast, so they might not answer when I call. If not, I'll get a final invoice from them tomorrow morning. I'll figure out if they charge taxes in your state, relay that information to you. I'll also figure out if, with Regent, what the total cost of the equipment is, and also if they can refund the deposit. I'll send you paperwork tomorrow to review, have you sign it, send it back to me, and then we can find the transaction off of fax copies. We just need the originals mailed to us. If you want, the only thing I would need from you in the meantime is if you want to get a copy of yours and your husband's driver's licenses to be ready tomorrow for documents, that'd be fantastic.
I can do that.
Perfect. Fran, do you have my number in case you need to reach me? I'm sure you do based on the phone.
I've been calling back and forth because my phone is not ringing today. And then you know how it is. Whenever you don't want anyone to call, everyone calls.
Yep.
And then when you want everyone to call, nobody calls. So.
Yeah, they call that life.
Yeah. I know. Well, I've been in sales for 48-some years, and I will tell you, the clients are becoming more and more irrational.
Yeah, but as long as you can make money, that's all that matters, I think.
At the end of the day.
There you go. You got to pay your bills. And hopefully you guys run a solid business, and that's, you know.
Fine.
What are your revenues, by the way, per year?
Last year we did $444. The year before that we did $675.
What's your biggest issue right now as a business owner?
Decent employees. Last year, we had some issues with employees, which was why sales were down. They're back up.
I was
trying to have a salesman in here, and he did nothing but screw up.
Okay, so you need someone that, you know, runs it.
Me. I'm back.
There you go. Well,
I'm back up where I should be.
By the way, I'll also find out which Scott you're working with at Regent. Oh, okay. So just expect a call from me probably around 8 to 9 a.m. your time tomorrow, all right?
Okay.
Thank you, Fran.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.